The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree,
and this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins, and you're listening to the Rat Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right.
Rack Extra HGTV edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward, and I'm super excited because joining me today are the stars of HGTV's Flipper Flop Las Vegas, which debuts season 2 on March 15th at 9 p.m. Eastern. So everyone, please help me welcome Bristol and Aubrey. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
I'm so happy to be talking to you guys today. I love Flipper Flop. I love the Las Vegas season. And you guys have season 2 coming up, which is so exciting for you.
We do.
Yeah, we're excited. March 15th on Thursday night at 9 p.m. Pacific time is our premiere. And we're excited to see it because we put so much work into this season. And we're ready to watch it unfold on TV.
I bet. Can you give us some hints on what we can look forward to in the upcoming season?
We're excited about season 2. It's going to be really a great extension of season 1, but a little bit more over the top with the design. So we're not holding back on anything for season 2. You're going to see a lot of really different properties in Vegas. We're doing one on an acre horse property that was pretty much a teardown. We're also doing one out in Boulder City, Nevada, which is this cute, quaint little town about 30 minutes outside of Vegas. And then we're doing some really cool condos on the Strip that the design is just over the top.
Right. So from us, you see such a diverse portfolio of houses. You see a lot of different styles, colors, and different areas in the Vegas Valley.
That was really cool. Because it's funny, when I was prepping this interview with my producer, we were sitting here thinking about, you know, when you don't live in Vegas, you don't necessarily think of the housing market there. You know, you only think of like the Strip because that's, you know, what you're ought to think of. So I think it'll be really cool to see all of those properties.
Right. Yeah, there's definitely going to be a mix of different stuff this season.
So I like the condo that you guys did with the gold. And I love the bold design choices that you guys do because you're not as conservative as some of the other shows on HGTV. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But what motivates you guys to do the bolder design choices beyond it's just Vegas?
Right. I mean, I love it. I love color. But there's a buyer for it in Vegas. And at the end of the day, we do run a business and we have to give the buyers what they want. And there's this very sophisticated style of buyer that is looking for something that's not cookie cutter, something that's outside of the box. And we have a business model that we can deliver that for them. And the great thing about it is when they walk into our properties, they fall in love immediately and they pay top dollar for them.
That's awesome. When you're doing properties, do you have a favorite part of the reno?
I do. I love the break stuff. I like the demo. I like the beginning. The beginning stage when we walk in and we make that initial plan, I like to get right to work.
Yeah, and I'm the opposite. I like the end stage. I like to see, as soon as I walk into a property, I can see it finished in my mind. And I love it when we start staging and I actually see it all come together.
I love the staging furniture you guys use. I think it's so smart that you have your own because you see a lot of people who rent it, but it looks like you guys supply your own and have your own stock and use your own stock, which is so neat.
We do. Yeah. And that's why I think our properties are so different than a lot of people that are using staging companies, because I pick every single piece of furniture, even the candles to the silverware on the table. And it really makes it feel like a cohesive, custom home.
Yeah, there's nothing cookie cutter about what we do. It's very custom.
You can tell. You can definitely tell. I think that's what everybody loves about it. So is that kind of what got you guys started in the home renovation business to begin with?
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, the great thing is that we can do it on a very good budget. We have our hands in the whole pie. I'm the realtor. I do the design. Bristol does all the construction. So we're not hiring anything out. So the great thing about our business is that we do it very affordable.
Yeah, I think the viewers can identify with that because we want to save money and we're not afraid to bargain shop. And Aubrey is a terrific bargain shopper. And it's actually, you know, really it's rubbed off on me. So you know, it's a game we play. We want to see how much we can save at the hardware store. How much can we save shopping for furniture? And I think viewers relate with that we want to save money and we want to do a good job in the project as well.
I can relate to that. I'm looking into redoing the bathroom in the house that I just bought. So that's always good to see people save money and learning how to do that and bargain shop.
You can do so much for, you know, a small budget and not sacrifice the design or the style.
Absolutely. I'm curious to know, and I have to ask, what's the weirdest thing you found in one of your properties?
We get the question all the time, what's the weirdest or craziest thing we've found? Or
yeah, you know what? In Las Vegas, it gets extremely hot, and inside the houses, when it's 110 degrees out, 120 degrees, the houses get very hot. And so these refrigerators full of food get really bad. So sometimes there's pets, there's a kitchen full of food, and it gets rotten in the very hot sun. So it's the smells. That's what will get you here.
Well, and yeah, he kind of touched on it, but didn't elaborate. We find a lot of people's pets, which is probably the grossest and most disturbing thing we find.
Yes. Deceased pets.
Oh my God, that's awful. They just leave them?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of times.
I'm not
sure. Or we're digging something up and we find them, or, you know, things like that.
I'm so sorry that you have to deal with that.
Yeah.
That's never what you want to find when you go to work.
Right.
So you guys mentioned sticking to a budget. I'm curious to know, do you guys have a hard time sticking to your budget sometimes, or do you find it easy to stick to your budget?
You know, for us, we set a budget and we really kind of work backwards. We always try to see how much we can save. We've been doing it so long that we can walk a property and really know within probably a couple $100s of where our budget's going to be, where it's going to fall. Bristol does all the work. So when you do all the work, you really know what things cost and what it entails.
Right. And one of the skills that we've developed over the last 10 years is knowing where to shop in town. Who has, you know, sometimes we go to multiple hardware stores because we know one store carries it cheaper than the next. So it's those kinds of things that only experience can teach you.
Yeah, and a lot of it is establishing relationships with your local vendors and clearance shopping. I do a lot of shopping online also.
So is that something that you guys wish you would have known starting out, or did you guys kind of already have that figured out when you started?
Yeah, we had it figured out when we started because we didn't have any money. So we had to clearance shop all the time, and we had to ask for discounts, and we had to bargain and negotiate. So yeah, we learned it early on, and that's kind of our foundation, and we'll never go back. We'll never yeah. change. Even if there's lots and lots of money to go around, it's still about that business and making things work.
No matter what our budget is, we're still going to bargain shop.
Awesome. So I'm sure you guys get asked this a lot, but I have to know, do you have a favorite renovation?
We have a really cool one that we're doing that will be on season two. It's the 1 acre horse property. It was a tear down and we brought it back to life. The house turned out amazing. It's just a rare find in Vegas. It's about, what, maybe, oh, I don't even know, 200 yards off of Las Vegas Boulevard. It's about 2 blocks away, and the house, it's so rare and such a neat property.
Yeah, I just love the contrast of it, that you can have horse property on acreage and it's about 5 or 10 minutes from downtown Las Vegas.
That's incredible.
Yeah, we love this city. There's a mix of everything.
I know. I'm in Atlanta and we kind of have that too, but not really. You can't go 5 minutes and find horse property, but if you go about 15 minutes outside the city, you definitely can find property like that. But that's really cool that you guys can find that property right there, right by downtown. That's amazing. You guys seem very busy, and I'm not sure if you can answer it, but I have to know. When you do get a day off, what do you like to do on your day off?
How much time do you have?
We have all the time you need.
Yeah, my ultimate day off would be go to the gym, do some Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and then I'll ride my motorcycle out in the desert. And then later that night, me and my boys will go watch monster trucks downtown.
Yeah, that's the great thing about Vegas is there's a lot of outdoor activities. And then there everything that you can imagine in the entertainment world comes to Vegas. And that's more me. I would rather go out to a nice dinner and go see a show. And Bristol's definitely more of the outdoorsy type.
I don't want to use the word redneck, but I like to do outdoor activities, and they often involve motors and very fast and most dangerous driving.
You're definitely in the perfect spot for outdoor stuff. Vegas is ideal for all of that, provided it's not the summer with the heat.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So everyone, check out all new episodes of HGTV's Flip or Flop Las Vegas starting March 15th at 9 p.m. Bristol and Aubrey, thank you so much for joining us. I've been so happy to talk to you today.
You're welcome.
Everyone, check out all new episodes of HGTV's Flipper Flop Las Vegas starting March 15th at 9 p.m. And don't forget to follow us on all the socials. That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's Rack Radio Show. And check out our website, rackradioshow.com as well. You can follow me on Twitter at Lance Ward. And well, this has been the Rack Extra HGTV edition right here on wildtalkradio.com. And we will see you next time. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.